good morning. 7-Eleven Brock Hunter.
7-Eleven.
Lim. Anyway.
Hey, you know what? Just a quick teaser. I know we're not doing sports right now, but I'm going to talk about that BMX racing, too, and sports coming up.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, it's not sports time, so shut the hell up. It's my time.
Well, we got to tease. It's radio. You're supposed to do that.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Tease things? Mm-hmm. You're stupid. Nah. All right, I teased you, right?
Like that.
That was so dummy. That was so dumb. All right, we got to keep her moving. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah.
Pump it. Yeah. Pump it. Oh, yeah.
Pump it louder. That's right. I forgot about that one. So, hey, do you remember those red plastic cups at Pizza Hut that we used to steal all the time, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody had one of those.
Oh, dude, everyone had one of those. That was like a rite of passage in high schools. You had to steal one from the Pizza Hut.
I feel like pop tastes better out of it, to be honest with you.
Well, good news. PizzaHutShop.com has them for sale. That's right. Now, they have sold out, the ones that they put on there, but they're going to be making more. So you can buy two versions, one with the textured ridges on the outside and the one that was more flat. That's amazing to me. I love those cups. Like, you can picture the cup right now. Like, anybody can close their eyes and see that red Pizza Hut cup. Yeah.
You kind of see through it.
Yeah. Honestly, that'd be nice.
You know, why are they selling them? Everybody's got one.
But you
got
to update them. The Pizza Hut logo on the one I have is gone. Like, it's been rubbed off from years of washing. So I need one that says Pizza Hut on there. So, and now you can't go get them from the actual locations, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. Wow, that's crazy, man. Yep. I remember those. That's very nostalgic.
I would like one for cocktails now. That'd be good. That'd be good. You know?
It's a big cocktail.
I know. That's right. That'll put you down, man. You can make a triple in that one for sure. Oh, yeah. For sure. So, yeah, if you're looking for it, PizzaHutShop.com. Only $10. You can have a little bit of nostalgia in there. So. Mm-hmm. Lastly, Universal Pictures is hoping their next reboot will be an actual head spinner because they're redoing The Exorcist.
Really?
The movie will be remade into a trilogy, and someone at the studio must be possessed. Ooh. Because they're planning to stream it instead of showing it in theaters. There's word they'll also be planning to drop $40 million on special effects.
Why can't you do both? I never understood that. Just do both because some people want to see it in the theater. It's going to be crazy.
They're saying that now, but yeah, you're right. There's a good chance it'll probably be both, depending on when they get done with this. And, dude, $40 million on special effects. Mm-hmm. I have never seen The Exorcist. I've seen parts of it. I've never seen the full one.
Man.
I really don't have a desire to see it. And here's another thing, too. Because of the fact that it's loosely based on some other exorcisms, like real-life exorcisms, it's like, man, I'm going to go to that movie, I'm going to get possessed by, like, some demon, and then my head's going to spin, and it's going to be all crazy.
See, that's what you think. That's why people like you need to go, because you legit get scared going to these movies.
Yeah, like, it's scary. It's scary.
Here's the thing. It's going to be very tough. It's going to be very tough to top the original. Just saying. There's something about that era. There's something about the way they filmed it, the type of cameras. It just puts you in. You know what I'm saying? Scary movies now aren't the same because it's not in that time.
Well,
you know?
Wasn't there a bunch of stuff behind that movie?
There was some stuff that happened on set. Dude, there's a full documentary about what was going on during the filming of this movie. There's a whole nother movie just behind the scenes. It's crazy, dude.
The Exorcist Cursed Explained. So, yeah, there was. God, that little girl is so creepy. I wish I wouldn't have looked this up, dude. That just gave me goosebumps.
And they interview the girl, too. And you know what's crazy is her talking about getting into that mode. She had to go through, like, therapy.
Well, dude, because, like, the scene where she's, like, flailing on the bed and, like, bending her, that's really her. Like, they just bent the hell out of her. Yeah.
Dude, there's some wild things that happened during the filming of that, too.
Dude, I'm so upset.
This is interesting. They're doing a trilogy, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm really upset I looked at this. Like, dude, I got goosebumps right now. I hate this.
You're such a puss when it comes to scary movies.
Well, because, like, here, this is what I mean. Like, right now, like, behind me, it feels like that little girl is possessed by a demon. Like, if I turn my head, she's going to be right there. Like, I don't even.
See, I wish I could get into that mode. See, I love scary flicks. I love scary movies.
What's fun about that?
I can't get a scary.
There's nothing fun about how I'm feeling right now. All right? Nothing fun about it.
I don't know. There's something great about horror movies because it gives you a little.
No.
But you just, you know my what? God.
I want to put
a foot into it.
Why can't I just put on, you know, it's raining meatballs or something, you know, Frozen and just have a good time. Why do I need to be scared? What is so, I love being terrified for a month. This is great. This is awesome.
It's a guy who won't step foot into a haunted house.
Yeah. Why?
For God's sakes. They can't even touch you anymore. Will you just go to the haunted house with us?
Yeah, because you know what the perfect place to get murdered for a murderer is? Is at a haunted house. But, oh, what a great effects. This blood even tastes real.
Just take a chance.
No, none. No, I'm going to go home. I'm going to sit underneath my nice fuzzy blanket with sucking my thumb, and I'm going to be fine.
You're going to suck it. You know what? I bet Kiki's the big spoon, isn't she?
She's the big spoon. And I'm fine with that. I'm totally okay with that.
Can you cuddle me? Hold me.
You take your scary movies, and you go right to hell, because I don't want them. All right, so there you go.
Brock the big spoon.
Little spoon. I'm the little spoon.
The little spoon. Yeah, the little spoon.
All right, that's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.